All right, Rabbosai, good morning, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emir Hashem in Reb Tzadok in Os Kuf Pei Hei. So if you remember again yesterday, we ended off with the dramatic question where Reb Tzadok was saying that again, moving on to the second tier of Talmud Torah, the second tier of Torah development, which Reb Tzadok called Chaver, acquiring a friend. Now, again, remember, in this model, as opposed to Rav, right, like Rav, where a person has Bechira, so too when it comes to Chaver, a person has Bechira as well. That was on a very simple level. I have the choice, right? I have the free will to go ahead and determine, figure out who my friends are. Just like I have the ability to use my free will to go ahead and determine who my Rebbe is. Now, interestingly enough, Reb Tzadok raised the fascinating question. This is kind of what we ended off with yesterday, which is, in general, the Gemara tells us, Hakol b'yidei Hashem chutz miyirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except the fear of heaven. So meaning that I have bechira, I have free will when it comes to my ruchnius. But yet Reb Tzadok said, how can you say that you really have free will? Because who is the one who gives you that free will? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Tzadok gives that to me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me, and as such we would assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu structures it for me as well. How could I say that it's truly Bechira? So Reb Tzadok says so beautifully, picking up on the bottom of page Yotes, the left-hand column, he says, U'mikom makom, ha-Bechira ba'atzma hi be'emes gam kim pula hanavas me'Hashem Yisbarach. Shahari hu yatsar ha-Adam ba'ofen kazeh she'ba Bechira. Vim kein, gam yiras shamayim teluya bidei shamayim. And if so, then it turns out that Yiras Shamayim, even the fear of heaven, isn't fully independent, but rather, again, is also dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, how do we reconcile this overwhelming question? Umadua amru shinechsheves ladavar hamaser bidei adam. So why do Chazal tell us that Bechira is something that is given over to man? Why do Chazal tell us that at the end of the day, I have free will when it comes to spirituality, when you can't claim that it's complete free will if it's given to us and structured by God? Rak, Yesh Levar, page Chof, says Reb Tzadok so beautifully. Rak, Yesh Levar HaChavana. So listen to this profound understanding. He says, the way to appreciate this is as follows. The Yiras Shamayim, Hainu HaKara, Shekoach HaBechira Shal HaAdam Hu Gamkin Ba Me'Hashem Yisbarach. You're right. Bosse, listen to this. Free will is the ability to understand, listen to this, that choice comes from Hashem. Okay, so listen to this phrase. So free will, Bechira, is the ability ultimately again, or he really says, Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven, is the ability to recognize that my free choice comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, one more time. Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven, means the ability to recognize that my free will, my free choice, comes from Hashem. Now, what does that matter? Shezen nikra Yiras Shamayim be'etzem. So, Moshe, this is fascinating. So, in other words, Reb Tzadok is redefining a term. What does it mean to be a Yarei Shamayim? So up until we came here this morning, a Yarei Shamayim is someone who fears heaven. Now again, that means different things for different people. For some people, fear of heaven means Yiras Ha'onesh, fear of punishment. I know that every action has a reaction, every action has a consequence. So Yiras Shamayim means I have a fear of punishment. For other people, Yiras Shamayim is what we call Yiras HaRomimus, being awed by the greatness of Hashem. That I recognize how incredibly awesome Hashem is, and I have like a reverence for that, a Yiras Shamayim. Reb Tzadok says, no. Yiras Shamayim means the understanding that my free choice comes from Hashem. Bechira, free choice comes from Hashem. Now, how is that Yiras Shamayim? Get ready for this. Shalonik, Shazenik, Yiras Shamayim Be'ezem, Kevan Shemikoach HaKor Zu, Hu Yare Lishtamish Be'Bechirasa Livchara. Why? Because when you understand that free choice, Bechira, comes from Hashem, I am scared and reticent to use it for inappropriate things. Hear this? When I know that my free choice comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am scared to use it for inappropriate things. That, Reb Tzadok says, is Yiras Shamayim. It's like a gift that you got to know. A person has an heirloom. A person has, you know, just a Somebody Sunday, because this past Monday night was the Monday night, Tuesday was the yahrzeit of the Bas Ayin. Rem Avram Dov Berf Avrich. So a great tzaddik who, again, really up until a couple of years ago, I don't think was so well known in many circles. So somebody just sent it. Who said, oh, it was Yehuda Buchalter. Yehuda's name here. Yehuda Buchalter sent it to me that the Bas Ayin didn't have children. So as such, like, some of his possessions are held by others. So someone was auctioning off his Becher, his Kiddush cup. Kiddush cup of the Bas Ayin, out of my price range. But my birthday's coming. I mean, you know, that's, so why am I sharing this? Because I was thinking to myself, can you like imagine, like, having the Becher, you know, having the Kiddush cup of the Bas Ayin, like what that would mean to have that? And I was thinking about, like, you'd have it, but would you ever use it? You know, would you ever use it? Because again, something so precious, something so already a couple of hundred years old, like, just would a person really ever use it? So why am I comparing this? Because when you have something that is incredibly special, and you have something that's incredibly unique, especially if it's like endowed with heirloom importance, you're careful with it. You don't care, you're careful. You don't throw it around. You don't abuse it, right? You don't toss it to someone else. So Tzaddik says something amazing. He says, the greatest gift, this is incredible, the greatest gift we have from Hashem. You see, we often think the greatest gift we have from God is life. Right? The greatest gift is life. It turns out that the greatest gift is not life. The greatest gift is bechira, is choice. Because without choice, what's the point of life? Right? Without choice, I'm an animal that's just pre-programmed to act a certain way or to be stimulated in certain ways. But ultimately, again, it is bechira that makes life worth living. It is bechira that makes life amazing. So therefore, Reb Tzaddik says amazing. The greatest gift we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is free choice, is bechira. And what is Yiras Shamayim? Fear of heaven is called the fear of not abusing my bechira. Isn't that absolutely amazing? Yiras Shamayim ultimately, again, means the hakara, the understanding that my bechira comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I am fearful, ultimately, of misusing and abusing it. That's the definition of bechira chofshes. He goes on, he says, Kevan shemikoach hakara zu, hu yarev l'shtamish bechira so livchar bera. Since as a result of this understanding, now that I know that bechira comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm concerned, I'm nervous about using it for negative things. He says, Zehu yiras shamayim shemesura bidei adam. This is yiras shamayim. They both say, what a dramatically different definition that is absolutely life-altering. Yiras shamayim is not a fear, not simply a fear of heaven, it's not a fear of punishment, it's not a fear of consequences, it's not even a reverence. But rather, again, it is this fear of misusing the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. And that is the gift of free choice. That is the gift of bechira. He goes on, he says, Zehu yiras shamayim shemesura bidei adam im lahakir shekoach bechirasa me'es Hashem olav. Shabbat says, so what does it mean when Chazal say, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yiras shamayim? What does that phrase mean? It means that at the end of the day, the one thing you really control is whether or not you remember that your bechira is from Hashem. Each and every day, do you recognize and do you remember that your free choice is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? That is your choice to make each and every day. The Rebbe advancing for us this dramatically new definition of Yiras Shamayim, ultimately putting front and foremost the greatest gift you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bechira, is free choice. And Yiras Shamayim means to recognize that that choice comes from God. And because that choice comes from God, not only do we choose wisely, but we do anything and everything to treat that gift with the right amount of reverence, the right amount of respect, and never to, or at least try not to, chas v'shalom, misuse and abuse it. Incredible. So stop over here for today. Dramatic. Now, by the way, what I didn't point out, we didn't get to today, is how Reb Tzadik ties that back into Chavar. Because remember, again, this is in the model, ultimately, again, of second tier of Torah development, which is the tier of Chavar. But again, it makes sense because remember, both Rav and Chavar require the use of Bechira. So the link back, the circle back tomorrow. But what a dramatic life-altering piece by the Rebbe.